Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 14, Honesty of God. Beloved, the love that I have for you comes from the deepest love that God has for you. He cannot leave his son bereaved in time, yet he cannot interfere with his son's desire to remain bereaved in darkness. So he calls to you to remind you of your infinite power to cease to choose to remain in darkness. See that in truth this world holds no gifts for you, no trinkets to hold on to. The desire gives you nothing but emptiness and despair. Let us look further at desire, your desire for a world apart from the Father's will, the addiction to the experience of despair. It seems to hide in food, sexuality, work, your brother, death and destruction, all miscreated images in this world. The script of your experience is instantaneously being written by every subconscious desire that you withhold from the light of truth. It seems to be in time. Yet when you look carefully as the light of truth, you will see that no script is being written at all. The desire to see your brother as not awake is the same as your desire not to see yourself as awake. This is the desire for a story on a timeline. The desire to see your brother as imperfect or limited is the same as your desire to see yourself as imperfect. This is the desire for a story on a timeline. The desire to feel superior is the same as the desire to feel inferior and deny that you are as God made you. These are shadows the Son of God casts in his holy mind. Love knows not of because, or if then, or when, wherefore, or whys, nor story. No story tells you who you are. The ego is always looking for a story that will make, quote-unquote, you feel better. This is in the play of trading illusions, shadow puppet battles between thoughts that mean nothing, shopping in time for the experience of death, hungering for an opportunity to have an opinion. An opinion is a story of denial of the Father. Come quickly into the circle of light, ever shining. Sit quietly in contemplation of the light, the light given to you by the Father. See that denials do not exist here. See that peace is here and all the love that seeking aimlessly in form can never provide. Here love offers no opinion. It is. Here love rests in magnitude, celebrating only itself as it is. Honesty is essential. Without honesty, there is no opportunity to see the truth, as the ego is self-delusion. This is not the honesty of the world. The world's honesty is the belief that an exchange of information as the ego sees it is truth. Honesty of God is admission of divinity, admitting the denials of divinity, and the refusal to accept what the ego has made as true. Honesty is admitting you have all the power granted you by the Father and ceasing to deny what is granted. Honesty does not come through expressing emotions and feelings. Honesty comes from inner looking at what is true. Does divine being, the light within, recognize what is moving? No, it does not. Thus, everything that is moving is untrue. Is anything other than perfect peace true? No. Can anything other than perfect peace be known in the light of truth? No. This is honesty and simplicity. Honesty is admitting that you are not at peace and thus denying divinity and choosing again. Choosing is merely ceasing to deny. Heaven does not know what choice is. There is no choice to be divine. It is denial of divinity that generates an idea that there is choice and something to choose between. Honesty knows there is no such thing as choice, because choice is two and there is only one. Miracles are merely expressions of love, expression of Christ's consciousness that points beyond form, to the formless, to the power of infinite being that is untouched by the laws of this world. The laws of this world are concepts, and this is beyond concepts. Miracles are a reappropriation of false creation to point to truth. They arise in consciousness, without changing what is always true. No miracles are needed for what is holy and complete, infinite being, you. Miracles require conviction, as it is your conviction in your value of yourself as whole and complete, even though you deny it. This conviction is necessary. This is faith, and faith always points back to yourself. The faithless are lost because they do not have conviction, conviction that they have more value than they currently perceive. Thus, miracles honor yourself. Conviction is an expression of faith in yourself. It denies weakness, which you must do for yourself. Willingness is thus an expression of acceptance of the power you have to always see what is true to you. Ultimately, it points to what you must recognize, the power that is always within being to command as the Father commands. Thus, it is your command to suffer or end all suffering as you experience it, to admit you can only experience what you desire. However, you cannot command in truth to be separate from him, nor apart from his will. Thus you must return to him in your rightful place as a part of him, unchanged by your desire to experience hell in time. Mind training is a function in consciousness, the ability to notice objects as well as what is beyond all objects. This is repurposed to notice what is not natural to you, time and objective experience, and to see the contrast between time and the timeless nature of who you are. It is a refinement in consciousness to recognize the denial of wholeness, the desire to fragment consciousness for an experience of limitation. Miracles are expression of consciousness conceived in love, which collapse denial. Denials in reality do not exist, so they are in a sense a play within consciousness until it is seen that consciousness can never be divided. It is only an idea that it can be divided, and ultimately consciousness does not exist at all.